The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, when you walk into the shop and you're looking for toothpaste, you are met with a shelf full of options. But what are the differences? Are the more expensive ones actually better? Is there a Rolls Royce of toothpaste, or is the one that's on a special deal in the bargain bin actually any good? Well, to answer all of those questions, I'm joined now by the owner of Kiwi Dental, Dr. Caroline Robbins. Good evening to you and thanks for joining us. So what about that? Are the more expensive ones better?
Well, in a nutshell, no. When your researcher rang me on Friday and sent me the article, I was, you know, I read it in interest and I was loving the names Blue Forever, Hypnotist, and of course I Still Love You for prices of like 40 to 50 euro, and you could even get gold-plated tubes. They still, I mean, your standard Colgate, your Aquafresh, so long as they contain the amount of fluoride that they need to contain, it can cost a euro and still be as effective.
Yeah, some people apparently are treating these more like collectibles, manual toothbrushes priced at £50 and toothpaste at £40 a bottle that are now being sold on resale websites, no less.
I saw that. I'm not surprised. Social media trends, I mean, for a lady just tipping the 50 years of age, I probably know more about Medicubes, Korean skincare and protein than I need to, because, you know, I too am, you know, guilty of being on social media and watching these things. But look, it's the power of social media, and you see influencers and things like that. And if they're promoting them and they're appearing in their bathrooms, of course, you know, it's going to catch on, and people are going to think, well, you know, more expensive must be better. But in this case, you know, it's not the case at all.
And what about chemicals in them? We were talking about chewing gum and aspartame earlier and, you know, obviously the harms that that could cause to you. Like, do some of them have those kind of sweeteners in them?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. One of the things that you might find, a lot of people find, the ingredient that makes the toothpaste foam, for example, you know, like you find it in toothpaste and you find it in shampoo. So when you're washing your hair, the thing that makes that foam, or when you're brushing your teeth, that foaming sensation, which some people actually can find quite uncomfortable. You know, people that have sensory issues or might have dry mouths, they can find that quite sore. So there are actually good toothpaste that ingredient's called SLS. There are ingredients, some toothpaste like Sensodyne Pro Enamel, that don't contain that. So they don't froth up as much. They're more like a moisturizer. Their texture feels different, but they're very good, and they can be very good in instances for people with sensory issues, or, you know, things they might find the minty might just be too spicy, as people say sometimes, you know, it feels sore.
As the kids say, especially. What about the flavoured ones, the ones, the bubble gums and the strawberries and all that? Are they, I presume they're not as good as the stronger ones, are they?
They're fine, so long as they have. The magic number that you're looking for is 1,450 parts per million fluoride. So you need to flip that tube over or look at the box, and sometimes it can be hard to find, but it's 1450 ppmF. That is the magic number. So if your toothpaste that you buy has that amount of fluoride in it, it is effective. Doesn't matter if it tastes of bubblegum, doesn't matter if you find one that's chocolate flavored and has that amount of fluoride in it. That's your gold standard. So long as you're getting that, and again, lots of kids' toothpastes have that amount of fluoride in them. So if you're an adult and prefer something that's non-minty, I mean, you know, use what works. I mean, I'm cleaning my teeth. I've got the kids coming in to see me, and when I clean their teeth, they have a choice of a Mario little tube of strawberry flavored toothpaste or a Bluey bubblegum flavoured one. Got the right amount of fluoride. It's cheap and cheerful from Home Savers down the road, and it works a treat.
And who's more popular, Mario or Bluey?
Well, Bluey, because they like my accent, so they normally go for that one.
I was thinking Mario's a bit dated now, is he? Yeah, Bluey's probably all
he
in
is,
with the kids.
I think he is.
Yeah, would have been Mario in my generation, but anyway, that's a sign I'm getting old. We've lots of texts in for you, Caroline. Does the whitening agents in toothpaste actually work, or are you best to go to the dentist for a proper system rather than relying on the tube of toothpaste when you're talking about whitening?
Well, when you talk about whitening, to change the colour of their tooth means involving changing the second layer of tooth structure. So that, I don't want to get too complicated. Whitening toothpaste simply take off stain off the front of your tooth. They're not whitening the tooth. To change the colour, you physically have to draw bleach into the tooth, which changes the second layer, which is a yellowy shade, and that's what you're trying to brighten. Your whitening toothpaste can't do that. that they take what we call an extrinsic stain off. Extrinsic means outside, so it sits on the front of your tooth. And actually, quite a lot of these whitening toothpastes are actually quite abrasive. That's how they get the stain off, and that microscopically scratches the enamel, and therefore you actually pick up stain faster. So you end up buying more whitening toothpaste.
Oh, okay, right. Good for them, not so good for you. Talking about social media fads, as another texture, what does the dentist think of that purple strip that people put on their teeth? Are they damaging? Well, I don't actually know what the purple strip is.
The purple that I know of, whether she's talking about the bleaching strips or whether they're talking about like that High Smile, which is a purple toothpaste that everyone saw for a while, you know, and they put the brush their teeth with this lovely purple toothpaste and then they rinse and their teeth look immediately whiter. The only reason that works is to see white, you need contrast. So you put something like purple on your teeth, it looks dark, you wash it off, you create a contrast, your teeth look immediately whiter. It's an optical illusion. Oh. No, it doesn't work.
Okay. Charcoal?
No.
No, doesn't work either. Okay. I'm ticking a load of things off my shopping list here that I won't be getting in future. Another texter wants to know, water flossers, are they a fad? Do they work?
No, they actually work. Now, they don't work in, like, they do work. They're good. They're really good for those patients of mine. As we get older, we get like natural gaps between our teeth. And those of us that have gum disease, and we might have some recession. And again, you're cleaning between these gaps and spaces between your teeth. Because as we do age, it's really important to be cleaning with those little toothbrushes. Those, we call them teepees, like the little Indian tent. Cleaning between, because when we brush our teeth with just a toothbrush, we only hit three surfaces. You hit the top, you hit the outside, the inside, but a tooth has surface 4 and surface 5, which you physically can't get with your toothbrush. So you need a bit of floss or those brushes. But those water flosses, when you've got good gaps, they work a treat and they do work really well.
Okay, good to know, because I hate flossing. Shouldn't say that to a dentist probably, but there you go. Final text for you. My kids are the worst for brushing their teeth. I have to hold them down almost to scrub their teeth. Am I panicking about brushing their milk teeth? And is it okay if it's not twice a day, or can it lead to issues?
No, it can lead to issues. The way I try to do it is like the morning one. Yes, twice a day is important. The nighttime is really important. Morning, if you just, everyone's running out the door screaming, looking for shoes, lost the jacket, can't find the lunchbox. You know, I've been there, had that t-shirt. Chuck your toothbrushes at the kitchen sink. If you're not too particular about minding them spitting into the kitchen sink, just to, you know, brush their teeth on the way out the door. But at nighttime, you really need to. And listen, I had to hold my children down when they were younger. You have to get in there. One little trick you can do is actually just lie them on the bed. Lie them on the sofa, lie them on the bed. You lie them flat. You can see much easier. Let them do it. Let them go. Let them do their bit. But mum and dad need to finish it off. And so just lying them on the bed, you get a much better view and you can see. Milk teeth, I know people say, they fall out. They have a really important job. They're holding space for big teeth. You know, they're preventing pain. It's all to do with growth. They do have a vital job. So yeah, it is really important.
And a final yes, no from you, Caroline, I think on this one. We always use bread soda as children to whiten our teeth. Does it work?
No, it works because it's abrasive, but then abrasive means it roughens your teeth and therefore, you know, it picks up stain. So yes, yes, you've heard that said, and you can see baking soda toothpaste, but they are abrasive, and abrasive over long term will have a detrimental effect on your enamel, which will thin it, will actually make your teeth look yellower long term.
Okay, I also imagine it doesn't taste amazing. So there you go.
No, listen, not really.
Thank you so much. Loads of texts coming in for you. We haven't time to catch them all, but we might have one again. Caroline Robbins, thank you so much from Kiwi Dental.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.